those two. Lord Shiva.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? One other one. Monkey, what was his name? Anyone know? Any Hanuman? Who? Kesari. And who was his mother? Who?
Anjana.
Anjani. And his mother was previously the servant of Brihaspati, the demigod priest, and she was cursed to come down to the earth planet to be the mother of Hanuman, to be a monkey, because she started to act like a monkey. That means she didn't act like a person in the heavenly planet. She acted like a monkey. She got too romantic, like in a Bollywood film. And then Brihaspati said, "You're acting like a monkey. Therefore, you should become a monkey." So she came down to the earth planet. And she was told that you will stay as a monkey as long or until you have a monkey's son, Hanuman. And so Hanuman was Lord Shiva's son, who was transported by Vayu to Anjani. And then she gave birth to Hanuman. And when Hanuman was born, what do you think he asked his mother? He said, what?
Who is my father?
No. What?
Food.
Because that's the first thing a kid asks for, right? Kid doesn't ask for, who's my father first?
I don't know.
I mean, those of you who are mothers know that your children never ask, you know, who's my father? I mean, if you had a child like that, you'd be in good shape because he'd be very intelligent. Does anyone know a child who came out and spoke as soon as he was born?
Kishori.
Kishori?
She asked
who's
my father.
No, who knows the name of a child who spoke as soon as he was born? I'll give you a hint. He was born when he was 16 years old.
Oh.
Who was that?
Shukadev
Goswami. Right. And he ran away from home. And his father followed him. So Hanuman, he asked, where's food? Like you see children when they're born, they say, I'm hungry. They don't say that when they're born. They just open their mouths and cry, right? So his mother said, actually, you should eat some nice fruit. And it's like an orange or something.
Mango.
Or a mango. What did he see?
He saw the sun and thought it was a mango.
Right.
Yeah.
And he went all the way up in the air and was chasing the sun. Chasing Suryadev. And he got ready to eat Suryadev. But someone else didn't like that. Who didn't like it?
Indra,
but before that, who didn't like it? No, there was someone who was supposed to eat the sun sometimes.
Rahu.
Rahu is just a head. Do you know that story?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
I saw it.
You saw it on TV. So, Rahu's head was chopped off by who?
Hanuman.
By Hanuman? No. That's a good guess, though. Krishna Balaram? No. Rahu's head was chopped off by who? I'll give you a hint. It's Krishna when he was a lady.
Radha.
Not Radha. Mohini. Very good. Mohini Murti chopped off his head because he was trying to drink what?
The nectar.
The nectar. He tricked the demigods. He made believe he was a demigod. So his head is always trying to eat the sun and the moon, right? So he was trying to eat the sun, but then Hanuman comes along and he's eating the sun. And he said, that's my prasadam. You shouldn't. And then he went to Indra to complain. Who's Indra?
The king of the demigods.
The king of what?
The king of the
demigods. What is it? But he's in charge of what?
Heavens
and something else on the earth he's in charge of.
Rain.
Rain, right.
Rain.
He's in charge of the rain on the earth. So he rain, he rains down. And he tried to kill one time a lot of devotees, right?
Yeah.
Where?
Govardhan,
yeah, in Vrindavan. And Krishna lifted what?
Govardhan
to protect. So Rahu went to Indra and he complained, "This monkey is trying to eat my prasadam." And Indra went, and what did he do? Indra said, "Did he say stop eating the prasadam?" What did he do?
He banged them.
He sent weapons.
Which weapon did he send? No, not the Brahmastra.
He knocked him out.
How did he knock him out? What sort of weapon? What sort of weapon does Indra usually use?
Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt, right. Lightning. That comes from Indra. So he sent that, and it hit Hanuman on his... No.
Stomach.
Heart.
Stomach.
Butt.
Does anyone know the meaning... Does anyone know the meaning? Where does he learn these words? Anyway, so, does anyone, yeah. Getting close, what is the meaning of Hanuman in Sanskrit?
Krishna.
Does anyone know?
I thought it was that one day, but then I forgot it.
Chin.
The chin, yeah. What's the word in Hindi for chin? Is it similar or no? No, it's different. That's cheek.
not
Says it.
40.
No, but this part of the
cheek. This part is.
No, not the cheek. This part.
Chin.
The chin. Yeah, 40. Yeah, 40. 40. 40. 40.
All right. So that in Hindi, that would be Hanuman's name, 40. Because it hit him on the chin, and it broke part of his jaw.
Jabra. Anything Jabra. Like Hanuman, Jabra.
Any similar words in Hindi, like Hanu or... No. The Sanskrit is like that. So, hit him on the jaw and he fell down on the ground and everyone thought he was dead. And everybody was upset, especially his father, Vayu. So what did Vayu do?
He sucked all the air from the earth and took him into a cave and put all the air in
there. Yeah, he took all the air away from everybody and nobody could breathe or eat prasadam. Or even open their eyes. Because you need all the air to even open your eyes. You know, there are different airs in the body. The pranas. Anyone heard of prana before?
Yeah.
Prana means the airs in your body. And if the airs don't go right, you can't open your eyes, you can't eat, and you go crazy. Yeah, like her airs are all disturbed now. So there was no air and nobody can breathe anywhere. And so they went to Lord Brahma and said, "What can we do?" And Lord Brahma said, "You have to go to Vayu." And Vayu said, "Look what you've done to my son." And they all went to Hanuman, brought him back to consciousness so he could awake again. And they gave him different blessings. So what are some of the blessings that Hanuman got? Yeah.
Gada,
yeah.
He could fly.
He could
already
fly. Careful, the main blessing he got. The main blessing he got was that he couldn't be hurt by the Brahmastra. Remember that? Because later on, who attacked him with the weapon of Lord Brahma? Indrajit. So Hanuman made believe he was tied up. Just so he could see Ravan. Who's Ravan?
The king of Lanka.
The king of Lanka. And who is Ravana's mother? No one knows this, I'm sure.
What was her name?
It starts with a K.
Kaikai.
Not Kaikai. No. Kekasi. Kekasi. So then let's go back to Hanuman. So Hanuman, he came to life again, but his jaw, he always had a little like scar on his jaw. So So he was known as, just like you have sometimes, I don't know if you have in India, like the wrestlers are known as the jaw or the arm. You know, in America it's like that. You have like the jaw. So that's why it's called Hanuman. Did you know that before?
No.
Oh, you never knew that before?
Yes.
Oh, you knew that.
I knew it had something to do with that.
Yeah. So Hanuman is called, so he's called the jaw. If you want to talk about Hanuman in English, you say the jaw. Because he has this break in his jaw. Careful of the chair, because you got this, thing on it. Okay, so then when Hanuman was very, very young, he used to tease the sages. Did you know that?
And then they took away his powers until he
made. They made him forget his powers, right. Because what he used to do sometimes is he would tie the doors of the sages in the houses so they couldn't open. But in those days, they didn't have bathrooms inside. So when the poor sages would wake up in the morning, they'd want to go to the bathroom. And they couldn't open the door. And sometimes he would put tigers and lions and elephants right outside the door so that sages would open the door to go to the bathroom in the morning. And they'd see a tiger right outside the door. And they would just freeze and stay inside. So they cursed him that he would forget all of his powers until someone reminded him. Okay. But then Hanuman also had a very nice guru. Who was Hanuman's guru? Ooh. Who?
Surya
Day. Very good. So we have a Rambhakta here. A Rambhaktin, to be precise. So Surya Day was Hanuman's guru. Hanuman actually flew one time to Suryadeva and said, please become my guru. And Surya, the son, said, if you want to become my disciple, you have to move with me. Because Surya is always moving. One time he stopped. Because some lady made him stop. Did you know that? You know that story? Once upon a time, there was a lady who was walking with her husband, and her husband had leprosy. This is in the story in the Purana, Markandeya Purana. And then, by accident, her husband touched the sage, Agastya Muni. And Agastya Muni cursed her husband, you'll die before the sun rises the next day. And so this lady, she was very chaste. You know what chaste means? Chaste means she's loyal. You know what loyal means? That means she only thought of her husband, no one else. It's like Sita Devi. I'll tell you a story about Sita Devi later on. So she only thought of her husband, so she said, I'm going to stop the rising of the sun. This is a famous story. You've heard this story before, right?
Yeah.
No.
You've heard this story? No. So the sun stopped and the sun had a vacation. Where did the sun go on vacation? To Hawaii? In the States. No, the sun went to visit Indra on vacation. And also the sun's driver. Who is the sun's driver? Starts with an A. Aruna.
Aruna.
Aruna, he is the brother of... No. Brother of Garuda. Brother of Garuda. He's like a bird, half bird. Half bird. So they all have a vacation. So when the sun... But the sun normally doesn't take a vacation. It's not a good job to have, is it? No. Well, you never get to be with your kids or anything like that. You just have to work all the time. Pulling the chariot, you know, driving the chariot with the sun. So the sun said, if you want to be my disciple, you have to travel backwards, Hanuman. Because I'm going to travel forwards, and I have to preach to you, and you have to go backwards to listen to me. And also you have to offer obeisances while you're flying backwards. Because disciples have to offer obeisances. So Hanuman said, no problem, I can fly backwards, forwards, doesn't matter. I am very powerful. Hanuman's more powerful than Garuda, did you know that?
Yeah.
It's a very interesting story about that. That one time Garuda wanted to force Hanuman to come to see Krishna, and Hanuman just hit Garuda with his tail. And Garuda went flying through the air back to Krishna. And Krishna laughed at him. Krishna said, you think you're so powerful, but Hanuman is more powerful. You know that story. Garuda is more, is less powerful than Hanuman. But Garuda is very proud sometimes of his power. Even he said to Krishna one time that you need me to go anywhere. Without me, you can't go anywhere. And Krishna just put his arm on Garuda and said, all right, try to move. And Garuda couldn't move. He was just squished. And then he apologized to Krishna. So Hanuman took instruction from the sun god. And after he took instruction, he learned all the Vedas and he could chant mantras perfectly. He was very intelligent. See, even Hanuman went to university.
Harvard.
Harvard, yeah, the sun, that's right, the sun university. He didn't go to an IT, you know, IIT or anything. He went to Sun University, and after he finished his education, guess what he said to the sun god? What dakshin do you want? You know what dakshin is? No.
Dakshin?
Yeah, dakshin. It's actually dakshin is the proper word in Sanskrit. What donation do you want for giving me the education? Because previously, you got the education first, and then you gave the payment. But in America, when you want to go to school, you give the payment first. And then you get the education. That way the teachers don't have to work. Because if they get the money first, the school gets the money first before you get education. So he said, oh my dear Gurudev, sun god, what sort of payment do you want? How much money do you want? And Hanuman, he could get money. He could go into any bank and take out all the money. He could actually even pick up a bank. Like he flew in the mountain, he could pick up
10 banks
and fly it back to the sun god. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. You wouldn't have to work if you could do that. And you couldn't get arrested either.
I think last year somebody saw Hanuman or Garuda in Vrindavan.
No, not in Vrindavan. It was in the Himalayas.
Well, maybe it was a deity of Hanuman. Because if you go to South India, you see big, big deities of Hanuman, bigger than this, 10 times bigger than this building.
Oh yeah.
In some of the villages in Andhra Pradesh, which is one of the states in India. Actually, there's, Andhra Pradesh just broke up into 2 states. Did you know that?
Yeah.
They already did. They already did, yeah. Well, actually, it's going to be passed in the parliament. So anyway, so he asked, what sort of dakshin do you want? What sort of present do you want? And Hanuman said, the sun god said, I want you to be the servant of my son. Wow. And who is the son of the sun god? Think about it.
Bali
is the son of Indra. Who is the son of the sun god who is a monkey?
Sugriva.
So Hanuman flew to this place called Kishkinda. You know where Kishkinda is? Anyone's been to Kishkinda? It's What is Kishkinda?
It's a heavenly
god? No, it's a monkey kingdom. It's filled with big, big monkeys that are as big as this building, or even bigger. And they can make any shape they want. They can look like a human being. They could look like a mountain, or they could make themselves, what? Very small. Like an insect. Like this small, they can make themselves. Wouldn't that be good?
You could sneak around.
You could sneak around and do anything. If you could make yourself that small, you wouldn't have to go to school or anything. Your parents wouldn't be able to find you. And if you could make yourself real big, your parents couldn't tell you what to do. You could tell them what to do. You could just pick them up like this. So, anyway, so they went to Hanuman went to Kishkinda to serve Sugriva. But Sugriva had a brother, and his brother's name was Bali. And Bali was the son of Indra. And they were very good brothers, but then something happened. What happened?
Somebody got angry.
They had fight with them. And even he took the kingdom, Bali.
But why? But why? Why did this happen?
Because of
why? Not because of
no,
what?
No.
They were together in Kishkinda. And then, what happened? This demon came to attack Kishkinda. You remember? And the demon said, Bali, I'll fight you. Bali, I'll fight you. What?
Red eyes.
Yeah, so he, so this demon, alright, this demon, and then Bali came out of Kishkinda to fight this demon. And what happened? Bali's brother also came out. What was Bali's brother's name? Gurgiva, yeah, they both came out, and when this demon saw them both came out, he ran away and went into a cave. Whoops.
Are you okay?
Is she alright?
She tried to go in the cave.
They went into a cave, and Bali followed the demon into a cave. And he fought with the demon for over a year.
He told his brother to wait outside.
Yeah, he told his brother Sugriva to wait outside. And
then Sugriva, he thought he was dead, so he went away.
Right.
But then turns out he beat the king demon, and then he came back. And then he thought his brother betrayed him. So then
yes, that's the story.
And then Bali won.
So when Bali came back, after killing the demon, because there was blood coming out of the cave, and Sugriva thought that Bali had been killed, so he put a big stone on the cave. But then when Bali came out, he moved the stone, came back and found that Sugriva had become the king because they thought Bali was dead. And then he got so angry and he threatened Sugriva, and Sugriva ran away to this place called where? Where did Sugriva go to?
Where Hanuman
stays.
No, Hanuman followed him. What is it? It's a mount.
Mount.
And you're all supposed to be Ram Bhaktas. What happened? Mount Rishi Mukh. You've heard of that name before? Mount Rishi Mukh. And Bali couldn't go there because once upon a time he had killed this demon, Dundubi. You heard of Dundubi? Dundubi was a big demon, and he threw the body away, and as he was throwing the body away, of this gigantic demon, some blood fell on the sage Matunga. And Matunga cursed Bali that if you ever come here again, you will die. And that was the mountain called Rishi Mukh. And so then, Sugriva went to Rishi Mukh to get away from Bali, right? Okay, and then Hanuman followed him. Because Hanuman was told by who to serve Sugriva?
The sun god.
So Hanuman stayed with Sugriva, and they were very, very worried. What are we going to do? Bali is stronger. Bali was so strong that he even defeated Ravana one time. You know the story? The Ravana, one time, he thought he would attack Bali. So he came to Bali while Bali was offering prayers. And so Bali saw him out of the corner of his eye. And Bali thought, I'm going to teach this demon a lesson. So he captured him with his tail and put Ravana under his armpit. Not a very nice place to be, is it? under someone's armpit.
Especially when it's a monkey.
Yes. A monkey's armpit. You. And so then, for the next few months, as Bali was flying around, he kept Robin under his armpit like this. And Robin was like, let me go, let me go, let me go. So he was flying around with Robin. And finally, he made a deal with Ravana. Let's be friends. So that's why Bali could not rescue Sita. Because he was friends with Ravana. They made a contract, a deal with Ravana. So he could not rescue Sita, so Bali had to be killed. So what happened? What's that?
Ravana drafted him.
Ravana, yeah, he was friends with Ravana. They were this close. So what happened is that after Sugriva and Hanuman and many of the other monkeys, like Nal and Neil, you've heard their names before?
Yeah.
And big, big monkeys like Dvidvida. You've heard of Dvidvida?
Yeah.
Dvidvida gorilla? You've never heard of him before?
I have.
He was, later on, he was killed by Balaram.
Yeah.
But he was a good guy in the beginning, a good monkey in the beginning. So they're all living there in Mount Rishimuk. But then one day, Ravana flew over Mount Rishimuk and he had someone with him. Who was with Ravana when Ravana flew over Mount Rishimuk?
Sati.
Sati, no.
Sita,
because Ravana had kidnapped Sita.
Is that sometime?
This is, yeah, after some time. This is a few years later. Ravana had kidnapped Sita Devi. But Ravana, how is he flying with Sita? Does anyone know?
In a chariot.
No.
In a plane.
No.
A boat. Boat.
No, on the ground. It's just cut from that. The place where he...
Without a chariot?
Does anyone know how he was flying through the air with Sita?
Flying chariot.
No.
Flying invisible chariot?
No. No, he was flying just holding her. Because his chariot had been destroyed by who?
A vulture.
Yeah, vulture. What was the vulture's name?
Garuda.
Not Garuda.
It starts with a V.
Starts with a J. So Jatayu, this big bird. Actually, there used to be a TV show called Big Bird. Anyways. So this big bird... Jatayu actually tried to keep Ravana from kidnapping Sita Devi, and he destroyed Ravana's chariot. Ravana's chariot before was pulled by what?
Horses? Why horses?
No.
Reindeer.
You know what a donkey is? Reindeer! You're thinking of Santa Claus. It's pulled by donkeys. You know what a donkey is?
Yeah.
Donkey. But not normal donkeys. Donkeys who had human heads on them.
Centaur.
Not a centaur is something different with like a horn in the middle. But this is like a normal human head and a donkey body. That was one of Ravana's chariots. He also had others like Pushpaka Vimana, the flower airplane. But the main chariots the Rakshasas used were pulled by donkeys, they say asses, with human heads on them. Isn't that interesting? And some of the Rakshasas who lived in Ravana's kingdom, some of the ladies, they were very ugly. Some of them had heads in their stomach. Some of them had two heads. Some of them had heads in their feet. They were very ugly. Very ugly. And you all remember Surpanaka, right?
Mm-hmm.
Surpanaka, she can sometimes look beautiful. Why was she called Surpanaka? Does anyone know?
Because her nose was cut?
No, but also naka means nails in Sanskrit. But she had long nails. She had long nails, like a witch. You ever seen a witch?
Yeah.
They had long nails like that. And she thought she was pretty. She also had a big belly. Yeah, like They call it, in America, they call it a beer belly. And so she criticized Sita Devi. She said, oh, Sita Devi, she has a sunken belly. Because she had a very thin waist. You understand?
Yeah.
Whereas she thought she was pretty with a big belly. So anyway, so let's get back to the story of Ravana. So Ravana was flying through the air with Sita Devi, holding Sita Devi with his own power, because the Rakshasas could fly through the air on their own power. They didn't need a chariot. And so Sita Devi, when she passed over the monkeys in Mount Rishimukh, what did she do?
She dropped her.
She dropped her like debris down to the
To the monkeys.
The monkeys, and then like this.
There was like this ring thingy,
and it had it had a little down on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She dropped all. That's good. Yeah, you're right. So she dropped all those things, and she said, monkeys, please tell Lord Ram where I've gone. That's right. So the monkeys kept all that stuff. Later on, Ram was looking for Sugriva. In the woods, he was going all over the place. Previously, he had met this lady, Shabari. You know Shabari? Shabari means like a lady from a pig-eating caste. Like Shabara is a pig-eating caste in Sanskrit. You know, people keep pigs. At least they keep pigs. You didn't know that? Shabara. Yeah, it's a common word. In the story of Lord Jagannath, you see that word used too. Vidyapati married this girl, Lalita, from the Shabara caste.
Yeah.
That means pig-eating caste. You don't have that in India today? Pig-keeping or pig-eating? They call them Shabaras now, or?
They call them Bungi now.
Bungi means street cleaner.
Yeah, that kind of people clean, yeah. Still, that culture is there, yeah.
Yeah, but it's originally in Sanskrit, it's Shabara. So, Lord Ram and Lakshman, they visited this Shabari, and she told them, she actually told them where Sugriva was. So they went all the way to the bottom of Mount Rishimukh. And Sugriva and Hanuman were on the top of Mount Rishimukh, and they saw these two men. And Sugriva thought, these men are going to attack us, right?
He thought they were servants of
King Durga. Yeah, they thought they were a Bali. So he sent Hanuman, and Hanuman acted like a Brahmin. And he came down to see Lord Ram. And Lord Ram said, basically, who are you? You speak such nice Sanskrit here. You're very educated. And then Hanuman revealed who he was, and they embraced. And then Hanuman carried Lord Ram and Lakshman back to Mount Rishimukh. How?
On his shoulders.
On his shoulders. He carried him back. And then he made friends with Sugriva. And then Sugriva said, you have to do something for me, because my brother has kicked me out of my kingdom. And also he's done something else. What did Bali take from Sugriva?
His kingdom
and his wife. And what was his wife's name?
See. That was a hint.
With the letter.
R. Are you? No, no, Raksha. How come I know all these stories better than all of you? You know. Ruma. Ruma. Bali's wife was named Tara. Right? Tara, yeah. And Ruma was the name of Sugriva's wife. So Sugriva said to Lord Ram, you have to help kill my brother. And then he actually said to Lord Ram, I don't think you can kill my brother. You're not strong enough. So how did Lord Ram prove that he was strong enough to kill Bali? Does anyone know?
He gave him showed him one of his horns.
No.
There was a big, gigantic demon was there.
Yeah, the bones.
Bones was there.
Dundubi. And he said, that Bali was able to throw this demon like one yojana 8 miles away. So let's see what you can do. And so Lord Ram just took his little toe, boop, and the demon's bones flew like 100 miles away through the air. And then he said, all right, I see you're a little strong. So I want to see if you can actually fire your arrow and it will go through Bali's body. Because Bali's body was as strong as steel. So let's see. So there were some trees there. They're called tall trees. How many of them were there?
Like seven.
Seven. That's a good hint. There were seven. Seven tall trees. And Lord Ram took his arrow out and shot through the trees. And the arrow went all the way through the trees, through the ground, all the way through the earth, and came back and went to Lord Ram's quiver. You know what a quiver is?
Yeah.
Quiver is where you hold all the arrows. Okay. So then Bali said, Sugriva said, yes, now you can kill my brother. So then Sugriva went outside of Kishkinda, where Bali was, and he said, Bali, Bali, come fight. And Bali came out and he said, all right, is that my stupid brother again, you know? And they started to fight. But Lord Ram didn't shoot his arrow at Bali. Why? Why?
Because Sugriva and Bali, like, they looked both the same.
Yeah, they looked the same. Because he didn't know which one. He didn't want to kill Sugriva. So then Sugriva was all bloody and his bones were broken. He said to Lord Ram, what have you done? You promised me that you would save me. You're not a good friend. And Lord Ram said, wait a second. I didn't know which of you was Bali and which of you was Sugriva. So let's try again. This time you wear a nice garland. So they gave him a nice garland. And they were fighting and then... Oh, come in. Hari Bol. So they were fighting, and then Lord Ram pulled out his arrow, and he shot right at Bali's heart. And Bali went, oh! But he didn't die. And Bali got very angry at Lord Ram then, and he said to Lord Ram, that you are very bad, you've killed me by hiding behind a tree. You are very sinful. And Lord Ram said, no, I'm not sinful. First of all, I'm representing the king, and you did something really bad. You took your brother's wife. So I can kill you. Plus, he said, you're a monkey. And we can shoot animals anytime we want if they're doing bad things. And so, then Bali said, I understand, I apologize. And I want my son to become the next king after Sugriva. What was the name of Bali's son?
Angad.
Angad. So Angad could become the next king. So, right, then all the monkeys came out and they started crying because Bali had died. And then they went back to Kishkinda and Sugriva became the king of Kishkinda. But this was during something called Chaturmasya. You know what Chaturmasya is?
Yeah.
It's when it rains a lot in India. And it rains so much you can't go anywhere. Like we've been in Vrindavan during this month when it rains a lot. What are the streets like? Have you ever been? No, you haven't. They're flooded.
Once in India, in Vrindavan, our street,
yeah,
there's like a gully, small gully. It was full of water to the top.
But even more than that, it gets up past your head sometimes in Vrindavan. You've been in Vrindavan during the floods, right?
Yeah,
it's like a river. All the streets turn into rivers.
They all turn into rivers, but because the sewers are open, you can understand.
Walk through it to go to the
hospital. Yeah, it's very bad.
We took our car.
You did that one time.
You did that
one?
Yeah, we did it with me one time.
We took our car and we got stuck.
Last year,
of course, yes.
Yeah, they went to this time. They went to Gwardhan, and it was pouring rain. This, I think,
same.
Yeah, Yeah, Govardhan, some parts of Govardhan flood too. And even the in the Radhakund and Shamakund, they actually join together. They go over the Sangam like that. All right, so it was rainy. Let's go back to the Ramayan story. It was rainy, and they couldn't look for Sita, because Sugriva had promised Ram that he would look for Sita. So they couldn't look for 4 months. So Ram had to remain in a cave. Why did Ram stay in a cave? Why didn't he go into the city?
Because it was raining.
No. Why didn't Ram go into the city?
Because he was missing Sita.
Getting close.
Because he didn't want to be seen.
No.
Because of Kaikeyi's
sake. Yeah. Because he had promised never to enter any city for 14 years. Because of Kaikeyi. Kaikeyi was one of Ram's father's wives.
And she was bad.
Stepmother, the evil stepmother. Evil stepmother, and she was convinced to send Ram away because of who? Who talked to her first? Mantara. That's an easy one, right? Mantara. The old hunchback. What?
I've seen her in the Ramayana.
You've seen her? That's good. Well, stay away from her. So, she's dangerous and envious. So for 4 months, Ram was in this cave. But guess what happened? Sugriva didn't help him after those 4 months. Why didn't Sugriva help him?
Because he forgot about the kingdom.
Why did he forget?
Because he was so into the kingdom.
The kingdom, and he just got his wife back. And not only that, he even took his brother's wife.
Oh, no.
Tara. Can you imagine that? His brother had just died 4 months before that. And but this is a monkey. Monkey can do any damn thing. We're not monkeys. So Prabhupada also said, when devotees, let's say, fall away or leave Krishna consciousness, they become monkey disciples. Did you know Prabhupada said that? And some of these people who leave Krishna, they look in each other's faces like monkeys look in each other's faces. And they encourage each other. You ever heard of this saying, monkey see, monkey do?
Yeah.
They imitate each other. So monkeys, we don't want to be monkeys. We're human beings. So, Sugriva was drunk. You know what drunk is?
Yeah.
You ever seen anyone who was drunk?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
In India.
In India. A lot of drunk people in India. That's true. Truck driver.
Yeah, truck driver.
While they're driving trucks? I hope not.
In India, we were going to a program, coming back from a program.
Yeah.
And there was this drunk person on the side of the road. His car crashed.
Oh, my God.
My family had an accident from a drunk car person.
It's very dangerous. Did any of you ever get drunk?
No.
I hope not. So, anyway, Sugriva was drunk, but he had this certain type of wine. It was honey wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make wine from honey. And he was drunk, and his eyes were rolling. And then Lord Ram got very angry, and he said, I'm going to send who to wake up? Lakshman to wake up Sugriva. So Lakshman came with his bow, and he said, I'm going to kill all you monkeys. You know, like holding his arrow like this. All right, you stupid monkeys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kill Sugriva and all of you. So Sugriva got very nervous. So how did he protect himself? Does anyone know? This is interesting.
But why did...
Yeah, he sent Tara out, who was Bali's wife. And Tara was drunk. And when people are drunk, their eyes roll. Did you ever see that?
No.
Their eyes roll and their hair is all over the place. Yeah, they just walk. You know, sometimes when the police stop someone who has been drinking, they make them walk a straight line. And the people can't do that. That's where they know they're drunk. It's very, very dangerous. So this, so she was drunk, but because she was a lady monkey, Lakshman put his bow down, because Lakshman didn't like to kill ladies. In fact, very few ladies got killed. Some ladies got killed by Lord Ram. Did you know that?
Yes.
Who was the first person who got killed by Lord Ram? Taraka.
Good.
That's very good. And he didn't want to kill a lady, but who told him to kill Taraka?
Vishwamitra.
Good. Wow, you know the Ramayana. Ram Bhakta. So anyway, Lakshman, he didn't want to hurt Tara, so he said, all right. And Tara made up an excuse for Sugriva. She said, well, actually, Sugriva sent all the monkeys out to come and join us. He's already done something, which was half true, but not completely true. So Lakshman finally met Sugriva, and Sugriva said, I'm working on it. And then Sugriva took some coffee and got... wasn't so drunk anymore. That's what drunk people do. When they're too drunk, they take some coffee sometimes, and then they don't seem so drunk anymore. Mm. So Sugriva, then he said, alright, we're going to work for Lord Ram. And then he called all the monkeys from all the directions. They were giant monkeys, gorillas, and bears. Who was the king of the bears? Jambavan. And who was Jambavan's daughter who married Krishna later on? Jambavati. Did she look like a bear too?
No.
No. Krishna wouldn't marry a bear, would he? She didn't look like a gorilla. Would Krishna marry a gorilla? She was very beautiful. Actually, Jambavan was not a bear, he was just the king of the bears. What you see in the movie is not true. He didn't look like a bear, but he was the king of the bears. He was quite a handsome man. So they got all the bears and monkeys and everybody together, and they said, now we have to look for Sita. So they sent different groups of bears and monkeys in different directions. But which group went to the south?
Hanuman,
who else? Angad, Jambavand, Nal, and Neil.
Somebody's son.
Everybody is somebody's son.
No, an important son.
Angad, son of Bali.
Yeah. Angad, who was the son of Bali. Yeah. So they all went to the south, and they had many adventures when they went to the south. They went to the caves, and eventually they got... Yeah, there was a cave, and they ate a lot of fruit in the cave. And then they got to the shore of the ocean. But then the monkeys couldn't figure out how to cross. Because they were told, first of all, they didn't know where Sita was. But then they were told by someone where Sita was. Who told them where Sita was?
Jatayu's brother.
What was Jatayu's brother's name? Sampati. And Sampati had flown too close to the sun, so his wings were gone. They're burnt up.
Because he was trying to protect
his brother Jatayu. So Sampati used his vulture eyes to see all the way to Lanka. How far away was Lanka? Do you even know?
800 miles.
Right. Really, that's good. It was actually, that's true, it was like 100 yojanas, or 80 yojanas, depending on how long you measure a yojana. So it was like 800 miles away. So it was different than the present Lanka you have today. The present Lanka is not 800 miles away.
No.
But maybe it drifted a little bit.
It changed,
it drifted. So he said, Sita's there, and where is she? Where is she?
In the forest.
What forest? Ashok Grove. So she's there, and so then the monkeys were talking, but who can go there? One of them said, I can fly 10 yojanas, but that's all I can go. And another one said, well, I can fly all the way there, but I won't be able to come back. And so they were discussing.
Angad.
What?
That was Angad, too.
Yeah, I won't be able to come back. And then who can go?
Hanuman.
But then Jambavan remembered Hanuman could go, but Hanuman forgot that he could go.
So he reminded him.
He said to Hanuman, "You are faster than the wind, and you can fly and fly back very easily." So Hanuman grew bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and he jumped from the nearby mountain, and he jumped so fast that all the trees followed him because it created what we call a vacuum, like the wind. It sucked up all the trees, and the trees and the stones, and the mountain crumbled, and he was flying through the air, and as he was flying through the air, what happened?
This mountain that Ravana, somebody threw into the ocean, they wanted him to, like, rest there.
Yeah,
said, "I have no time."
Mount Mainda came out of the ocean and said, "Please rest," and said, "No, I have no time, I have to keep flying." Then what happened after
he
that?
Serpent demon. Some of the gods wanted to challenge him, so they sent the demon, queen of the demons.
Well, she was actually a good person, but she took it. She took a form, Surasa.
Wasn't she cursed? No.
That's the first one, and she said, "Actually, I have a benediction from Lord Brahma. Anybody I want to enter my mouth can enter my mouth." And what happened? Does anyone know the story?
He went through her mouth and then came back.
Well, she made herself big. Hanuman made himself big, bigger, and she made her mouth bigger, and Hanuman made himself bigger, and finally her mouth was so big, and Hanuman went, squeezed himself real small and flew in and out of the mouth. And he said, "Okay, bye-bye. I passed the test." And then... That's the second one. Then he ran into a real demon, and Hanuman was flying through the air, and she was able to stop him by capturing his
shadow.
And then she made Hanuman enter into her mouth, but then Hanuman went down and burst out and killed her. And he flew all the way to Lanka. Okay. So when he arrived in Lanka, he found someone guarding Lanka. Lankini. But Hanuman made himself very small, and she said, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm just a little monkey. I want to see everything in this city." And she said, "No one enters without my permission." And she slapped him, but Hanuman didn't feel anything. And he said, "All right," like this. And then she said, "What was that?" He said, what was the name? Mushtika. Yeah, Mushtik. The fist. And she collapsed, and she said, "This was predicted by Lord Brahma," because she was also a very nice person who was cursed to be the guardian of Lanka. She said, "This was predicted. When a monkey will come and burn up Lanka, then Ravana's kingdom will be destroyed." So then Hanuman went into Lanka, and he was looking all over for Sita. Where did he look first?
There was this place where
his wives.
Yeah.
And
then, like, once they were, like, sleeping,
like,
it was nighttime,
he thought that, like, you know, Mandala was, like,
sleeping. Yeah.
And then he said, like, okay, this is not,
like,
because she wasn't wearing
Tila. Because she was with Ravana.
And she wasn't, like,
spiritual. Sita would never be with Ravana. So then he kept looking and looking, he couldn't find, eventually, he came.
He was going to give up his life, because he wanted to fulfill his mission, but he couldn't.
Good. And then he found her in the Ashok Grove.
Vibhishan also told him.
So then he found her in the Ashok Grove, but he didn't want to frighten her. So he took a little form and he was chanting, "Ram, Ram, 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 Ram," from the tree. And then he came down. Still, she was frightened. But then, what happened is that he had this ring
that
Ram gave him. So he presented to Sita, and then she knew that Hanuman wasn't Ravana, and that she trusted him. And then Hanuman said, "I can take you away from this. I can fly with you all the way back to where Lord Ram is." But Sita said, "What?
No, because I want to be rescued by Ram."
She said, "I don't want to be touched by any male other than Ram." She was very loyal to Ram. And then Hanuman went and he destroyed the Ashok Grove and he fought with many, many different Rakshasas and killed them. But finally, who captured him?
Ravana's brother.
Indrajit.
Son.
Indrajit, Ravana's son, captured him with the ropes of Brahma. But Hanuman actually wasn't really captured. He was just respecting these ropes. Then what happens? He saw Ravana. And Ravana said, we should kill you. And who said we shouldn't kill?
His brother.
Vibhishan said. And then we should set his tail on fire, Ravana said. And then they set his tail on fire, and he set fire to the whole of Lanka. So that's part of the story. So any questions? I don't want to go through the whole Ramayana today. I think we've talked enough. Let's see how long we've gone. Yeah, 55 minutes. So any questions about the Ramayana? You must have some questions.
I want to say something. Like,
okay.
What happens. And then, like, so then when he burns the Lanka, he thought that the Ashok one was, like, with fire. So then, like, then he was, like, feeling very, you know, guilty. And, then he was feeling very sad. And then, like, after he was done burning the Lanka, he went into like this lake or something, and like he put his tail. And then there was like.
Why didn't the fire burn his tail?
Because he had the powers from all the.
There's another reason too. That's good.
There's an alligator inside them. That's right. Wait.
No, that's another story. But why didn't the fire burn Hanuman's tail? Who knows?
Because he's the son of Suryaputra.
There's another reason.
Because he was the son of...
No, Pavanputra.
Oh, because he was the son of the wind?
Because Lord Ramachandra protected him.
There's another reason.
Because he was the son of the wind god?
No, who was praying for him?
Sita Devi.
She was praying that Hanuman... She considered Hanuman like her son. She was praying that the fire would not hurt Hanuman. And so that he felt the fire to be as cool as ice on his tail. Isn't that nice? So that's a very nice story. And then, like you said, Hanuman thought that Sita had been burnt, and he felt all guilty. And then he went back and found that Sita had not been burnt, and then he jumped all the way back to see the monkeys, and then he took the monkeys to see Lord Ram. And while they were going to see Lord Ram, they all got drunk. Did you know that?
They all got drunk.
Yeah. Nobody knew that part of the story.
How?
Did you know that story?
No.
Yeah, while they were going, when they almost got back to Kishkinda, there was this place called Madhuvan.
Oh, there was a demon sent by...
No, that's a different story. Madhuvan means like place where there's a lot of bees, like madhu. And honey. So there was all this wine. So all the monkeys were so happy that they had found Sita that they took all this wine and honey and they started to eat all the honey and drink all the wine. And there was this guard. This was Sugriva's special forest. There was this guard. His name was Dadi Mukh. And he started to fight with them. And they all beat up the monkey guard. And when Sugriva heard this, he thought, this is very nice. This means they have found Sita. So then they all went and rescued Sita later on. So, any other questions? Any questions? Any of the children have questions about anything? Yes, buddy.
Any questions?
Any questions about anything?
So, like, how did he, like, burn the forest?
How did he burn the forest? You mean in Lanka?
Yeah.
With his tail.
His tail was on fire.
His tail, and he made his tail very long. It's like all the way from here to Chicago. That's how long the tail, Lanka, seriously. Because Lanka was like 100 miles wide. And what was the name of the mountain that Lanka was on? This is a special test for all of you.
It starts with a T.
What is the name of the mountain? Anyone know?
Tree.
Tree. Tikkut.
Tikkut.
That's good. You all got it. After I said it. The Hanuman's tail was so big, and it set the whole place on fire. Okay, any other questions or any questions?
What does it mean to fully initiate someone?
To fully initiate someone?
Like in Krishna consciousness.
Fully initiate. What does it mean to half initiate?
He wants to ask, what is initiation?
What is initiation? Yeah, it's just you added this word fully. I didn't. No, so that's a little unusual. Initiation. Well, if you say you're going to initiate, let's say your studies, what does that mean? That means to start, right? Like when you start school, don't you have to fill out some papers and everything like that? You join. So initiation is like joining Krishna's school. It's like becoming an official member of Krishna's school. And when you go to school, let's say if you go to school, don't you have to go at a certain time in the morning? You can't go any time you want. So that's called sadhana. Or practice. You have to, you're forced to go, what time do you start school in the morning?
9.
You're forced to go at 9. What happens if you're late?
Detention.
Detention! Right? That's alright. If you're late, there's detention. So, that's the same thing as initiation. That you have to make certain promises that you'll do things every day. 16 rounds of japa. And what if you don't do it? Detention. No.
You get in trouble.
Well, you don't become happy. Actually, you don't become... Well, we say Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious means to be happy. So if you chant 16 rounds every day, you'll be happy. Free of anxiety. You know what anxiety is? Anxiety means to worry about something. You ever worry about something? Your grades. What if you get bad grades?
I have to get a lecture from my parents.
Really?
What does he have to do?
You get a lecture from your parents. And what if you get good grades? What do you get?
No lecture.
Playtime.
Playtime. When I went to school, if I got good grades, my parents would give me money.
There's an idea.
I don't want to give any good bad ideas to the kids.
Okay.
I got $5 for each A.
Well, that's easy. All my
money. So if you, anyway.
And so it's any C, all the money is back.
I've never got a C.
So it's like that with initiation. You join Krishna and you make a promise that you're going to do something every day. And then if you're good, you become happy. And Krishna gives you spiritual money. Happiness. Okay?
In the Ramayana, how are you talking about, when they got drunk? Who, reminded them, don't be drunk?
Who did what?
Who told them, not to be drunk?
Nobody told them not to get drunk. There's a monkeys normally that we get drunk. Monkeys and rakshasas, they get drunk. So human beings who get drunk, they're just no better than monkeys. But it's a very low class activity, this drinking, intoxication, or you see, these things in India, like you see before. It's very, people act crazy. Who wrote the Ramayana?
Valmiki.
What was he before?
A hunter.
Narada. And how did he become
Narada,
a great...
Narada.
How did he become a great sage? What did he chant?
Rama.
What did he chant before he chanted Rama? Mara, 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 ram, ram, ram. You can try that sometime. You can go, mara, mara, ram, 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 ram. Try it. Just try chanting. Mara, mara, mara. See, it worked.
Wait.
But doesn't that mean kill Ram?
Yeah, Mara means kill. But when you chant Mara enough, you get to Ram. So he was tricking Valmiki to chant Ram's name. So even if you can trick people to chant Ram's name or Krishna's name, they'll become great devotees. That's why we sometimes go out in the street and trick people to chant, right? Okay, any other questions? The natives are getting restless. They're fine. Any other questions?
I heard one story about Lanka.
Yeah.
Lanka was built by Vishwakarma.
Right.
And it was built for Parvati Mata.
Lord Shiva originally,
Lord
yeah.
Lord Shiva, you know, basically Parvati
it was supposed to be for
got jealous with Lakshmi Mata, saying that she has such opulence and we live in grave mm-hmm. kind of thing. So, is that like, you know, is that the real...
That's the discussion given in the Valmiki Ramayana. And then, yes, they let... Ultimately, they left Lanka. And then it was actually taken over by Ravana's brother for some time. Does anyone remember who Ravana's brother is?
Yeah.
What?
Kuber.
So why was, you know, when it was built such an opulent city, why was Lanka, you know, basically burnt? Was it
burnt?
You know, basically it was burned, right, by Hanuman?
By Hanuman, yeah. Then it was built, it's a golden city, it's considered a golden city. Then it was built up again by Mayadhanava. Mayadhanava built it up, so by the time Ram came back to rescue Sita Devi, Lanka had already been built up again. But Kuvera had taken it, and Kuvera also had this Pushpaka Vimana. And then Ravana challenged him, and then he took back this Lanka. And also, there's an interesting story that Ravana was so terrible that he even killed Sarpanaka's husband. Did you know that story? Sarpanaka was married to the king of the netherworlds, the lower regions. And Ravana went and started fighting. He didn't recognize it was his brother-in-law. And he killed Sarpanaka's husband. And as a result of that, to pacify her, he sent her and Karan Dushan to southern India in Dandakaranya. And that's where they all ran into Lord Ram. So that's why they were all there, because he wanted to pacify Sarpanaka, whose husband he had killed. It's an interesting story. Well, yeah, because he didn't want, you know, his sister was already angry with him for killing her husband.
Oh, and Sarpanaka gave the monkeys fruits and everything.
Sarpanaka didn't give any monkeys fruits. She was a pretty crazy lady.
That was another person.
That's someone different. Sarpanaka was the one with long nails who wanted to kill Sita Devi because she was in love with Ram. Remember that story?
Yeah.
And then Lakshman cut off her ears and nose, but her nose was long, so she looked better without her nose. Her nose was very long, like a witch. And her ears had points on them.
Yeah.
The pointed ears?
Yeah.
I guess he's seen Lord of the Rings or something like that.
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's good. So anyway, Lakshman cut off her ears, and then she went screaming back to Karan Dushan. And Ram, in order to kill Karan Dushan, he used the Gandharva weapon. What's the Gandharva weapon?
It's a thing.
Does anyone know what that weapon does? Any of the adults know what that weapon does?
Isn't that kind of like an atomic bomb?
No, it's actually, in one sense, worse. The Brahmastra is like an atomic bomb. The Gandharva weapon, when you fire it at your enemy sees each of the other enemies looking like you.
Oh, yeah.
And they start fighting each other and killing each other. You don't have to kill them at that point. That's what Ram did. He fired this arrow.
All your people as their,
at the end, they saw Ram everywhere. All the Rakshasas saw the other Rakshasas as Ram. And they started fighting with their brother Rakshasas. And then what happened? They killed them all. And Ram just sat back and chanted Hare Krishna the whole time. That was nice.
Was Ravana a really great devotee before he came to Lanka?
Yeah, I mean, Ravana, of course, was one of the two giant Vijay.
Yeah, he was.
Who were cursed.
Lanka was granted to Ravana, not Ravana took over.
No, Ravana, Lanka was granted to Kuvera.
Oh.
And then Ravana, well, originally, I mean, if you go back all the time, yes, it did belong to the demons, originally. And then the demons left because they were defeated by the demigods, and then Kuvera took over Lanka. Yes, you're right about
Kuvera
that.
Kuvera, the lord of
money. Kuvera. He's the lord of money. He's the treasurer of the demigods. Yeah.
Was Ravana a servant of Shiva?
Yeah, he was a bhakta, Shiva bhakta. Yeah.
One of his favorite devotees.
Yeah, he was one of Lord Shiva's. Well, it's an interesting story.
He saw Lord Shiva and Hanuman, and then...
Well, let's have one interesting story. One time when he got his powers from Lord Brahma, because he was offering what? What was he offering to Lord Brahma?
His head.
Not only one head. How many heads?
Ten.
He's called Dasagriva, which means ten-headed. So he got his powers, and he became so proud that he wanted to challenge Lord Shiva. Did you know that? And he went to see Lord Shiva. Where does Lord Shiva live?
Kailash.
And who is Lord Shiva's carrier?
Nandaki.
So he laughed at Nandaki. He said, Nandaki, even though you're a bull, you look like a monkey. And Nandaki said, okay, I curse you, you're going to die because of monkeys. So he was cursed by Nandaki. Oh, then he went. So then he went to see Kailash. And what did he do with Mount Kailash?
He tried to lift it up, but he couldn't. So then, this is how he rolled the silicon of the stone.
Yes. He partially lifted up, and then Parvati, Lord Shiva's wife, got very scared, and she cursed Ravana. She said, Ravana, you're going to die because of a woman. Ah, so Ravana was cursed another time. Yes, she didn't say Sita, but she said because of a woman. And then Lord Shiva put down his toe and Ravana's 20 arms, were crushed beneath Mount Kailash. And then he started chanting, like you said before. And Lord Shiva was very pleased that he gave Ravana his personal weapon, which was the... What's the personal weapon of Lord Shiva?
His trident.
Trishura. That's trident, yeah. So Ravana had Lord Shiva's weapon. So he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. He was always chanting Om Namo Shivaya, Shivaya, Shivaya.
Shivaya Namo. Shiva's name before the war.
Yeah. And also they worshipped other deities too, like Indrajit. He had this, what is her name? Kumbhamala deity or something like that. Indrajit was gonna worship to get strength in an invisible chariot. Right before he fought with Lakshman, but the monkey stopped his worship. And Hanuman passed urine on his fire sacrifice. So, any other questions about the Ramayana? Yeah.
It's not related to Ramayana, but I want to know who is Mahavishnu?
Who is Mahavishnu? Mahavishnu Maharaj in our movement? Or or the Mahavishnu? I know, I'm just joking. So, let's talk about Krishna. So Krishna is situated in Goloka Vrindavan, and he expands himself as different Narayan forms in the spiritual world, Vishnu forms in the spiritual world. And then in order to create the material world, there is one corner of the whole creation, about a quarter of the whole creation, where Krishna in his form of Mahavishnu, which is an expansion of Krishna, lays down. And he lays down in this place called the causal ocean. And he's resting, and as he's resting, he's breathing in and breathing out. And with each outgoing breath, all the universes come out from, not just from his mouth, but also from the pores on his body. And they expand. There's innumerable universes, just like numbers of mustard seeds in a bag of mustard seeds. And they expand, and each and every universe gets a Lord Brahma, and also gets in a form of Vishnu called the Garbha Dakshai Vishnu. Garbha means like a womb. So within the womb of the universe. And so the Mahavishnu is the first Vishnu that manifests the material world. And what happens is the Mahavishnu also looks at the material world. Because when the material worlds are destroyed, all the souls are inside the body of the Mahavishnu. So the Mahavishnu looks at, let's say that all the material elements are like clay. Everyone knows what clay is? You ever play with clay when you're young? If you just put clay there, it doesn't do anything, does it? You have to start to do something with your hands. You have to have a person do something. So the material energy is in this form of clay. It's called pradana. And it's not active. It doesn't have any form. So Mahavishnu looks at it, and through his glance, all the souls, that's us, are injected like in a syringe into the material energy. And his glance is known as Shambhu or Shiva. And the material energy is known as Durga. So you have, in this form, there's Lord Shiva and Durga sort of getting married, so to speak. And they're giving birth to all of us in the material energy. So all of us were inside Mahavishnu previously.
Oh yeah, when, Prajapati talks to, like, Lord Shiva and whatever.
Mm.
And, like, Lord Shiva pulled off part of his hair
mm-hmm.
and threw it at the ground, and Durga came out to destroy
his head.
Yeah, that's one story. Durga and Lord Shiva act to destroy sometimes, too. But the main thing about the Mahavishnu, he's the creator and the maintainer of the universe. He creates it by glancing. And the word in Sanskrit is aikshita. He glances. And then the whole material universe comes into being. Is that alright? So that's Mahavishnu. There's three. He's one of what we call the Purusha avatars. There's Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, and Shiradakshay Vishnu. And Shiradakshay Vishnu is in every atom, and he's in everyone's heart. Okay. Any of the children have any questions about anything?
Mahavishnu
is right, Karnadakshay Vishnu and Mahavishnu.
The Mahavishnu is Vishnu.
Mahavishnu, all these different forms of Vishnu are the same person, but they're acting in different capacities. Like Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a person who has a relationship with his family at home, and then he goes to work, and there's a different relationship at work. It's not as close or an intimate relationship. I mean, obviously, his boss is not calling him by the same name that his wife calls him. You know, he probably is called Mr. So-and-so, rather than by his first name or... of course, traditionally in India, the wives would call the husbands Prabhu or Swami. Right? Do they do that now?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't believe you. And the husbands would call the wives Priya. That's traditional. Usually, they really wouldn't use names so much between husbands and wives. It was more like very affectionate titles, like Priya, Swami, which means master. It doesn't mean sannyasi, it means master. Right? I'm sure no one does that nowadays. But it creates a very nice atmosphere when you use these different terms. Like, yeah, I mean, it's actually a very sweet term. For the husband to call the wife Priya is a very sweet thing. Yeah, it's like dear, you know, dear. But nowadays they just use your name. Hey, Seema, come here. That's an Indian, Seema or something like that. Some other name. Hey, where's food? Hey, you, where's food? Right? Where's the dinner? Actually, in the Vedic culture, when you're dealing with a close relationship, when you start using the word you, it's actually not considered very nice.
Okay.
Especially if you use the formal you. Like, instead of the informal, like tomb or something like that's informal. But if you just use the formal you, it's actually considered very bad in a close relationship, like between husband and wife. Or if the parent is referred to by the child as you, wow, that's an insult. If you say to your father, you promise me something, that's an insult. According to the strict Veda culture, you know, the son would call the father Pitashri, right? Did you ever call your father Pitashri?
No.
Called him Daddy.
Daddy's all right.
Papa.
Papa. But do you ever say you?
No.
I mean, like, a sentence like,
Daddy, you promised me that.
There's a distinction in Hindi.
Yeah, between the familiar and the... And
it's really very bad.
It's insult. It's an insult.
It's up.
Yeah, it's up. Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's the familiar you. There's only one you. In many languages, there's a familiar and a formal. Like in Spanish, it's tú and usted.
Usted, yeah.
In Spanish. So I'm familiar with the Hindi there. So, yes, if you use this familiar, tum, with the father. Boom. But nowadays they don't follow the system anymore. Hey, you. So the father should always be called Peter Shri. And the mother is called what?
Mata Shri.
Mata Shri. Isn't that, it's nice. It's actually a very nice term.
It's nice, you know, for you guys to learn this and start saying Mata Shri, Mata Shri.